Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, Ite Missa Est.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out, two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey, but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was young, the Mass was in Latin still, and I began as an altar boy learning how to recite prayers in Latin that I didn't understand, of course. And one of the things that was so clear was that there was an ending. Ite Missa Est. It's over. And we all answered, Deo gratias. Of course, as the Mass was changed with Vatican II into the vernacular, I began to learn more and more about the Mass and what actually all of this meant. And I was kind of surprised when I was in high school and had 4 years of Latin that it seemed the vernacular in English wasn't really the best translation of Ite Missa Est. Go in peace. The Mass is ended. This is true because the word Missa comes from the Latin Missus, and so now it becomes the very thing itself. It is a Mass. It's a Missa. But it was a sending. It meant from Latin a dismissal or a send-off. So you might say a better translation could have actually been, if we had taken the opportunity, go. You are sent. Not only is the Mass ended, but the mission begins. As you leave the church doors every Sunday, you are entering missionary territory. In today's Gospel from Mark, we find Jesus sending his disciples a mission to go out in teams of two to preach repentance, forgiveness, and to heal. It's quite early, you might say, for them to go out. I mean, this is chapter 6 of a gospel of 16 chapters. It's not the final grand commissioning that we're so familiar with, or the Pentecost Holy Spirit experience of being sent out to all the world as Jesus leaves us. No, he is training his disciples from the beginning that we are on a mission. Mark's gospel is known for this, as some point out. It's more a gospel of acting, not talking. So there are, of course, teachings and stories in the gospel of Matthew that Jesus tells, but he's really an action-dominated, a doer in the gospel of Mark. And he sends his disciples to be doers, and they do things from the beginning of his training. Without a theology degree that he gave them, without any kind of other training, except take nothing with you, very few resources, a staff, and sandals, which might remind us of Moses and those Israelites who at the Passover standing ready for the Exodus, ready to go out. The church teaches us by our own baptism, it is not just a personal salvation that we are saved by our baptism, but we are sent out as missionaries, Baptists that we are. We are sent to profess and share the good news that we have received and have a role in the church's apostolic missionary activity with all of the church without anything more than ite missa est, go. You are all sent. Every Sunday we are sent. And so we are essentially a missionary Christian community. We do not just go to church for ourselves. We do not just get saved and pray to God privately. We are involved in the missionary role of the church to share the good news to all. So, with this Sunday teaching, let us go, perhaps with someone else, into territory that really needs us, to people who might not offer us the peace and the comfort as we are taught by Jesus. It might have to shake the dust from our feet, move on to another place. Sometimes we have to go out beyond our family and friends. Although right there, a great place to start, we know how much need and preaching and healing is needed at home. But the true story of the disciples going out is to break beyond our circle of Jesus' friends, staying with him, and going out beyond the boundaries to anyone and everyone. Imagine going into a neighborhood you don't know, a poor neighborhood, for example, if you do not live there already. Imagine meeting someone who is poor because we really don't know anyone personally who is poor or of a different racial ethnicity, different kind of person than ourselves. We would need to cross the line to go off, you might say, into missionary territory like those first disciples. Let's get out of our usual group and get sent by Jesus to others whom we do not even know. I think then there we will bring the repentance, the forgiveness and healing that so many out there in the world are waiting for us to bring. Ite missa est. Let us go. We are sent.